welcome to All Steelers Talk, your home for everything Pittsburgh Steelers, presented by AllSteelers.com. The Pittsburgh Steelers moved to 1-3, losing to the Green Bay Packers 27-17 in a game that felt much closer than it was, but also felt pretty distant almost the entire time. Aaron Rodgers absolutely lit up the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, but that's kind of expected. You can't walk into a game against a Hall of Fame quarterback named Aaron Rodgers, because you could walk into games against Hall of Fame quarterbacks, maybe one named Ben Roethlisberger, and expect to take advantage of an older veteran guy. Aaron Rodgers is not that guy. He is still somebody who throws probably better than anybody in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes included, and has a winning mentality and a football team around him that just seems to generate everything he tries to put out there. And it works successfully. Aaron Rodgers leads this team to a 27-17 win at home against the Steelers. And that's all fine and dandy if you're the Green Bay Packers. If you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, you're looking at this and going, how quickly is the ship sinking? Is it already flooded? Is it already over? Can it even be saved at this point? And do you have to bench Ben Roethlisberger in order to save it? These are all questions that need to be asked and need to be answered. The Pittsburgh Steelers likely will not bench Ben Roethlisberger. As much as everybody wants to talk about, oh, this is Ben's fault, Ben doesn't have it anymore, and truthfully, I don't believe he does. But that doesn't mean that you're going to bench a 39-year-old future Hall of Famer for Mason Rudolph or Dwayne Haskins. Here's the question. Is it worth it if you do? If the Pittsburgh Steelers decide Ben Roethlisberger is not it and he is the reason that the Steelers are losing, which truthfully, he is the reason that the Pittsburgh Steelers are losing. You could chalk it up to a bad offensive line or no run game, but if you have a quarterback that's capable of completing passes, that's in sync with his wide receivers and his offensive coordinator, you have a team that can find success through its flaws, even if those flaws are major. Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers are a prime example of that. Aaron Rodgers didn't have his entire starting offensive line out there. He doesn't have all his starting wide receivers. Instead, he made an old Randall Cobb look very good and allowed the rushing game to fumble the football and still be a successful unit. On the other hand, Ben Roethlisberger overthrew Juju Smith-Schuster twice, refuses to talk about a 4th-and-1 play that happened again. Again, in back-to-back games that probably cost this team a chance at winning a game for the second week in a row. And is 39 years old and quickly declining in both talent and ability to take a hit. That's who Ben Roethlisberger is. At the same time, if you bench him, you're giving a less talented Mason Rudolph or an unproven Dwayne Haskins a chance at the reins with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And there's a lot of questions that come with that. If you do, are the expectations still high? What are the expectations to begin with? Do the Steelers even have any right now? Can you give them the playbook and say, hey, go do this and win games? Does Matt Canada have more control? Do the Steelers look at this as a now and later thing? Because if they do, maybe it's time for now to prepare for later. See, the Steelers are built for later. They have a new offensive coordinator, a new running back, two rookies starting on the offensive line that appear to be the starters long-term for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have a new tight end in Pat Freiermuth, and they're developing Zach Gentry quite nicely for a guy who had pretty much no talent at the tight end position coming into the NFL. The defense is old but young at the same time and quickly making the turn into younger than older. And then there's Ben Roethlisberger, the 39-year-old quarterback who is throwing negative one-yard passes to Najee Harris with Pat Freiermuth wide open in the middle of the field on 4th-and-4 for the second week in a row. And you have to ask the question, is he just not on page with Matt Canada? Because that answers the long list of questions that we have about switching quarterbacks. Matt Canada was brought in here to run a Matt Canada-style offense. And once in a while, the Pittsburgh Steelers successfully run a Matt Canada-styled offense. Most of the time, it's during no huddle, or what Ben says is not their no huddle, because they don't even have a no huddle. They just run Matt Canada's plays because that's what they know to call. and it seems to work. When Matt Canada uses pre-snap motion and jet sweeps and gives the ball to Juju to run to the outside, lets Deontay Johnson and Chase Claypool get the ball in open space and create plays for themselves, allows Najee Harris to be useful outside of the running game, the Steelers usually have a successful drive. Sometimes they score. Actually, the only drive that we watched Matt Canada's offense huddle up almost every time, the Steelers scored against the Las Vegas Raiders. But the rest of the time, we haven't. The rest of the time, we have not seen Matt Canada's offense used to its potential. Instead, we've seen a Randy Feuchner-type offense yet again. A check down to Najee Harris. A run the ball in second and long situations for zero reason whatsoever. A need to get into the end zone. Need to get first downs on third yard or on third downs. And instead, throwing before the sticks. What is happening? That's not who Matt Canada is. That's not who Matt Canada's offense is. So is that on Ben Roethlisberger? Is Ben Roethlisberger just not in sync with Matt Canada? Or is a 39-year-old quarterback just saying, I feel much more comfortable with this play style because this is what I've ran for the last however many years? Is that what the problem is? Are the Steelers still in a Randy Feuchner-type styled offense under Ben Roethlisberger's control? And if Mason Rudolph, because it is Mason Rudolph, if Ben Roethlisberger was benched tomorrow, it's not Dwayne Haskins getting the starting job, it's Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph is the only quarterback that's signed till next season. He's the only quarterback that the Steelers have ever shown can possibly be the successor of Ben Roethlisberger. And no matter what those conversations were between Dwayne Haskins and people within the organization when he was brought in here, it's Mason Rudolph's team until proven otherwise. Dwayne Haskins had his opportunity to prove otherwise. He did not take advantage of it. So it's Mason Rudolph's job if Ben gets benched. Mason Rudolph is a guy that doesn't really have a ton of talent. He's not a guy that's going to come in here and be the next Aaron Rodgers or the next Ben Roethlisberger or anything really below that. He's going to be a Mason Rudolph, which if this is your top tier of quarterbacks, Mason Rudolph is pretty low. That's okay. Because Matt Canada's offense, Najee Harris, and the Steelers' defense is not built to really need a superstar quarterback. All they need is a quarterback that can score some touchdowns. And again, that's not Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger could be that guy. He's shown glimpses of that guy. And let's not take anything away. Ben Roethlisberger is a Hall of Fame quarterback who has had one of the greatest careers in NFL history, who has earned every bit of the nickname Big Ben Roethlisberger. Big Ben is a monster on the field and still tries to be a monster on the field every chance he gets. But it comes down to things like fourth and four, dishing it out to Najee Harris in the flat with Pat Freiermuth wide open in front of you. Ben Roethlisberger feels like a guy who really, really wants to win. And truthfully, I believe that he really, really wants to win. But his body hurts. And at 39 years old, with two arthritic knees, a bad pec, and a body that's taken a beating for the last 17 years, it's hard to say, man, I'm going to stand in this pocket and take a hit. Your instincts, your gut does not let you do that, even if your mind is trying to make you do it. So you dish it out to Najee Harris, and it results in a negative one-yard loss. And then the Packers get the ball. And then the game's pretty much over. Put Mason Rudolph in that situation, and he follows the script. He follows Matt Canada's offense. He looks directly in front of him and says, there's Pat Freiermuth wide open. Let's throw it to him because he hasn't taken the hits that Ben Roethlisberger has taken. His body can still adjust to taking on that pain, whereas Big Ben's is just saying, get me off the field, man. This sucks. Put Mason Rudolph back there with a bad offensive line. He'll get hit a bunch of times, and honestly, that might suck, but he's not going to be as beat up as Big Ben is by the end of the season. He's going to make the throws that allow this offense to keep moving. And that's the other thing. Ben keeps trying to throw it deep and move this field and whatever you want to do. Mason Rudolph's just going to follow the script. He's just going to follow the game plan. And the Matt Canada offense does not say throw the ball deep all the time. It says get guys open in space so that they can make plays on their own. It's get the ball out of the hands of the quarterback because that's their weakest point and into the playmakers because they have a million of them. You could put the ball in the hands of James Washington, Ray McLeod, Juju Smith-Schuster, Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, Najee Harris. I've seen Pat Freiermuth, both Zach Gentry and Eric Ebron are there, even if they're not top-tier options. And once in a while at training camp, Derek Watt made something happen. Matt Canada's offense is designed to utilize all those guys the right way. Randy Feekner's was not. Ben Roethlisberger's approach to whatever Matt Canada is doing is not. Mason Rudolph would just go in there and say, yeah, my job is to throw it to Deontay after a three-step drop 7 yards down the field. I'm going to do that. My first read is Juju Smith-Schuster right in the middle of the field would chase running a deep route on the outside. Maybe I'll look to him second, but Juju's going to be that first route. Big Ben's trying to make things happen. He's trying to look at Chase first after he already sees that Juju's open because he knows that that's an option, but let's try to make something deep happen. Mason Rudolph follows the script. And maybe that's the biggest benefit the Steelers would get if they benched Ben Roethlisberger. Again, chances are that doesn't happen. This is the Pittsburgh Steelers, and this is not the New York Giants and Eli Manning or Peyton Manning and the Colts. There are a million examples that you could go off of and say, maybe it's time to move on from Ben Roethlisberger. But the Steelers don't see it like that. They see it like this is Ben's last ride, and he's going to do everything he possibly can to win, and you have to believe that when that is said. Mike Tomlin, Art Rooney, Kevin Colbert, and this entire Steelers locker room keep saying, that's my quarterback, and I have his back, and he's got mine. And I truly believe that, and everybody else should truly believe that. Ben would do anything to win a football game. He's doing everything he possibly can to win a football game, but his instincts, his body, and his physical abilities are not letting him do that anymore. It sucks, because who Ben Roethlisberger is one of the greatest shows Pittsburgh has ever seen, if not the greatest offensive show the city of Pittsburgh and Steelers Nation has ever seen. And we should spend this season cherishing that, because this is Ben Roethlisberger's last ride. And even if it's not a good one, it's Ben Roethlisberger's last ride. Kobe went out with a bang. But before that bang, he was pretty bad. Ben Roethlisberger might be pretty bad, but this is still his last season. And he could go out with a bang. And we have to cherish whatever that bang ends up being. It could be a win at home against the Denver Broncos next week, or it could be somehow squeaking your way into the AFC North or into the AFC playoffs. We don't know, but we have to cherish every minute of that. When it comes to being skeptical about whether or not you want the Pittsburgh Steelers to keep winning, or if you want them to ride it out with Ben Roethlisberger, well, those are decisions that come down to everybody else. Do the Pittsburgh Steelers really believe that if they do win under Mason Rudolph? Because this is another question that does not get discussed. Well, how far can Mason Rudolph take you? Is it farther than Ben Roethlisberger? Yeah, maybe it is farther than Ben Roethlisberger. Is it a Super Bowl? That's hard to say. If the Steelers defense stays healthy and they can keep holding points, because even holding Aaron Rodgers to 27 points is impressive with a banged up TJ Watt, a banged up Alex Highsmith, and a James Pierre that is just playing worse by the week, a Joe Hayden who is still here and reliable, but the Steelers don't have a lot of options around him, and Minkah Fitzpatrick. What the heck is happening to Minkah Fitzpatrick? You give him some space and he tries to do too much. So maybe you got to reel him back, collect this defense, and say, we got to start winning football games. That's a lot easier said than done when your defense doesn't have to hold a team to 10 points a game. Mason Rudolph might be able to score 20, 23. You'll score 23 points a game, chances are you're going to win. So how far can the Steelers defense take the Pittsburgh Steelers this season with Mason Rudolph, without Ben Roethlisberger? It's probably farther than with Ben, but it might not be a Super Bowl. At the same time, this is the NFL, and this is Art Rooney, and this is Kevin Colbert, and this is Mike Tomlin, and they're not looking at the season saying, yeah, we're content with stinking because our backup plan stinks just a little less. They're probably looking at this like, we need to win football games, and we don't really care how that needs to be done. We need to win football games to put ourselves in an opportunity to gain some momentum, because if we hit the playoffs in stride, things happen. The NFL has proven, the Pittsburgh Steelers have proven, that things happen if you hit your stride right before the playoffs. That's where the Mason Rudolph factor comes in. He's not going to hype this team up or give it a major boost or be the next Duck Hodges leading this team from behind with nobody around him. He's going to be Mason Rudolph. Stick to the script. Give it to my playmakers. Don't turn the ball over. Don't make dumb decisions Mason Rudolph. And he's pretty good at not making dumb decisions. He's a pretty intelligent quarterback in the pocket. He's not much else, but maybe the Steelers aren't looking for much else. There's lots of questions that come with benching Ben Roethlisberger. And truthfully, maybe there's not enough upside to actually pull the trigger. But if you're thinking at this team as an overall, as a defensive and offensive unit, with the special teams that somehow is scoring more touchdowns than the offense, even if they're offsides, the upside, the potential is so large that you have to consider how far back is Ben Roethlisberger holding them. If it's significant enough to say, hey, maybe Mason Rudolph pushes that potential a little farther. Maybe that rope pulling us back is just a little less. So less enough to make it to the playoffs and make it to the postseason. That's a decision that you have to at least consider, that the Steelers have to at least consider. If it's not, and if that belief is Mason Rudolph does not contain enough, or maybe Matt Canada is not trustworthy enough in Mason Rudolph to properly run his offense, because Ben's not running his offense, but Matt Canada is not getting fired. Everybody in the Steelers organization understands that this is not Matt Canada's system. This is Ben Roethlisberger and Matt Canada's system. And once Ben leaves, it's now Matt Canada's system. If Mason Rudolph can properly run that offense, if the Steelers' potential around Mason Rudolph is significant enough to fully believe that he can take them, that everyone else around him can take them to the playoffs, there's so much in every Steelers fan and every member of the Steelers organization that is going to say, do not bench Ben Roethlisberger. He is a future Hall of Famer. He is the greatest quarterback to come through the Steel City, and he has won us world championships, and man, he has deserved this last ride. But when you look at it on paper, and the Steelers say whatever you want to say, they're looking at everything on paper. Ben Roethlisberger is not the answer to this football team. And as crazy as it sounds, maybe Mason Rudolph is.